I'm Ted O'Farrell, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your everyday life. I loved hearing the story about Jesus after he rose from the dead, appearing to the disciples behind locked doors, John chapter 20. I thought it would be so cool to have a resurrected body that you could appear and maybe even walk through walls. I don't know if that is considered sanctified dreaming or just wishful thinking. However, I do know that the resurrection power of Christ is present and available for every believer. The Apostle Paul wrote the Ephesians this prayer: I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in his holy people, and his incomparably great power for us who believe. That power is the same as the mighty strength he exerted when he raised Christ from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly realms, far above all rule and authority, power and dominion, and every name that is invoked, not only in the present age, but also in the one to come. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 18 through 21. Did you catch verse 19? That power is the same as the mighty strength he exerted when he raised Christ from the dead. Resurrection power is part of the fabric that makes up one's new life in Christ. Truly amazing. God loves you and me so much that he gave Jesus not only to die on the cross and pay in full the penalty of our sin, absorbing and satisfying the wrath of God, but God gave Jesus to grant us this great exchange, this glorious inheritance, his righteousness and his living resurrection power for our sin, unbelief, and death. Talk about a great deal. Jesus willingly did so because of love. God's love for you and me. This is how Paul explained it to the Romans. But God demonstrates his own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Since we have now been justified by his blood, how much more shall we be saved from God's wrath through him? For if, while we were God's enemies, we were reconciled to him through the death of his son, how much more, having been reconciled, shall we be saved through his life? Romans 5. I like the phrase in verse 10, how much more, having been reconciled, shall we be saved through his life? God, in his infinite love and mercy, has reconciled every believer to be recipients of Christ's glorious inheritance. We are righteous in his sight. This doesn't mean that I'm oblivious to sin and its temptation, nor does it mean that I am not holy now. It means that I am clothed with Christ's righteousness. His power within me gives me the ability to say no to sin and its temptations. His power in me gives me the ability to grow spiritually in his grace and knowledge and wisdom. The more I surrender and die to self, the more he imparts his divine nature in me to live for Christ. Again, that is why the Apostle Paul could say, I eagerly expect and hope that I will in no way be ashamed, but will have sufficient courage so that now, as always, Christ will be exalted in my body, whether by life or by death. For to me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain. Philippians chapter 1, verses 20 and 21. Have you tapped into Christ, his resurrection power? It begins with faith. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved. Your relationship with God takes on new meaning. Christ Jesus living in and through you. What is better than appearing in the upper room? It is knowing and experiencing the one who gives you everlasting living resurrection power to do so. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Let Jesus shine through you today. The Daily Thread is a podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. You can learn more about the ministries of our church by signing up for our newsletter at zaccma.org. You can follow us on Instagram or Facebook and subscribe to our podcast channel wherever you listen to podcasts.